Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Vov in the Oiz V'Hodr edition. Perek Risha, the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting five lines on the top of Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah mentioned which things we start counting for Nisan, that the year starts at Nisan. Says the Gemara, Sifo Aleim, they added to it, Schar Ba'atim, which means rent, that the year of the rental ends on Pesach, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Ve'Truma Shkolim. Truma Shkolim means when they do the Truma Chadasha for the Korbanis. Once a year, you use new shkolim. You have to do the new donations. You don't bring things from the last year. When is that change? It happens in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Gemara explains. In the rental agreement, it says that you can have it for this year. When is the year end? Ends in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But if he says in the rental that you have it for a full year, you go from the day of the rental begins, you count the year from there. The Truma Shkolim. As Shmuel Yitzchok taught us, it says ketchiloso, like it was in the beginning, meaning in the first time they brought korbanis. That's when the Mishkan was built. The Brisa says the day that they did the Mishkan, that's when they did the truma from the money to come and use this money for the korbanis. Rav Tavia b'Shar b'Shav Kano Neimar Kan Chodshei. So you learn from the pasuk that says Chodshei Hashana. I was going to explain in one moment. So you say it like this: Ma Chodshei Shneimar Lan in Monim El Minison, Av Chodshei Shneimar Kan in Monim El Minison. So referring to the two pesukim, the korbanos of Chodshei says Olas Chodesh B'Chodshei L'Chodshei Hashana. It says Chodesh Zalachem Yosh Chadashim Mishenu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. So they're both referring to Nisan. That's the source. Oma V'Yerin Hashavah Grav Tavi Roisha V'Amar Soifa. The loy ken, meaning he's quoting only the end of the brisa, not the beginning of the brisa. We don't know what he's referring to. Now we're going to bring the full brisa. Zoyso has chodesh b'chodesh, yichol yatorim b'chol chodesh b'chodesh. It says every chodesh, as zoyso has chodesh, there was chodesh. Maybe the korban of the chodesh comes from a new truma. Tomud loymar b'chodeshoy lechodeshay b'chodesh echadu torim lekol chodesh hashana chodeshoy lechodeshay. There's one month that we refer to all the other months. So maybe any month you want could be the month that you donate from there. So that's the hemshech of the drush that we said before. So you're doing one month for the other months. Which month is it that we're learning from the psuki that says talking about the month of Nisan? Continues the Gemara Tamatani, we learned over there, Me'orim Be'echod, Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah, L'maisa Behemo. Maisa Behemo is counted for Rosh Chodesh Elul, meaning the animals that were born before Rosh Chodesh Elul belonged to the previous year, and after Rosh Chodesh Elul belonged to the next year, and that's like Tanakam and our Mishnah. B'ne'azay Oimer, Hayeluluim is Asrim B'ne'atzom. He says, the Elulim, they do Maisa on their own. They do not join, not the animals that were born before Elul, and not the animals that were born after Tishrei. What's the reason of Rameir? Atkarnim is mismatzois leiled minei shonois, mikarn ve'eloch matchilois leiled minei chadoshos. Meaning, they're born, whatever is born until Rosh Chodesh Elul belongs to the previous year. From here on belongs to the new year. So Reb Chaim explains, how long is the pregnancy of a behemoth? It's 5 months. So if they became pregnant by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so 5 months later, that's Rosh Chodesh Elul. So all the animals that conceived before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they belong to the previous year. If they conceive after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they belong to the next year. Really, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the cutoff. In our Mishnah, because they are the ones that say that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema, because the pasuk says Lefshu Karim Hatzoin Eilu Habechiris. Many animals become pregnant in Chodesh Adar. That's what it means of Shua Karim Atzoin. They start pregnancy. The early ones become pregnant. And then when the valleys are full of grain, that's when the later animals become pregnant. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Yisra'u Af Yashiru, meaning they're singing, they're together. Elu ve'elu nichnasim ladir lis aser. So Yashiru here is a Losh of Maiser. Meaning they hold, also the later pregnancies, the ones who conceived after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also belongs to the previous year, is also part of the Maaser, and therefore the cutoff is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which means all the pregnancies that started until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now comes the word to explain Benazai. Oh, Benazai, Hoyil ve'elu oimim kach, ve'elu oimim kach, because there's a machloikis, you are lelui misasri v'yatzva. That's a chodesh elu stands on its own. Haketzat, noy lo chamisha be'ol, v'chamisha be'elu, v'chamisha be'tishrei, has five animals that were born before Rosh Chodesh Elul. He has five that were born doing Elul. He has five that were born doing Chodesh Tishrei, ain't him it's starving, because Elul doesn't join the previous year, and not the next year. And I'm going to use the gears of Abchaim. Chamisha b'Tishrei v'Chamisha b'Av, meaning five were born in Tishrei and five were born in the following of Harelim Mitzdarfim. So even though it's 10 months apart, they still join together. Says the Gemara, Uben Azay Machriel Divrei Talmidov. Remeir, Reblozer, and Abshimen were the Talmidim of Ben Azay. So he's coming and saying Achra. He says the Talmidim are arguing, so let's do Achra. Achra usually comes in a later generation. Says the Gemara of Yirmir of Maisha b'Shev of Shmuel bar Yitzchok shekenech leku aleh avos oilu. Really, it's an earlier mechlekes. The earlier avos, he calls it, we're arguing in it. Ma'inu avos oilu. Who the avos oilu? They argued. Tanya v'yirne kamir v'yirmir v'yabi Shmuel v'yabi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel v'yabi Akiva already argued in this argument. When do we say is the cutoff of Maisa Be'imu? Says the Gemara, you learn from here, Zoysa Meretz, Benazai Talmid v'chove hoyu l'Rabbi Akiva. Even though Benazai is a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't a full Talmid. He was more of a Talmid and a chove. He was a Talmid and he was a friend as well. Something in between. Why? Because in Tamer Rabbi, if you want to tell me he's his real Rabbi, he's by Nash Oymer l'Rabbi, Oyil ve'elu oymer kach, ve'elu oymer kach. So how can Benazai tell Rabbi Akiva, there is a machlekes over here, so I'm giving machriya something in between. You can't come and argue with your Rabbi. See, for me, Rabbi Akiva wasn't a full Rabbi of Benazai, he was a Talmid chaver. We learn from here that Benazai is a Talmid Chaver of Rabbi Akiva. Because it says Rabbi Benazai referred to Rabbi Akiva, was talking about in Maseches Yevamos, only Benazai ala chalukim banu mitztayim, really the machlokes that already existed, we're sorry about. El Shabbat lachlos aleinus hashavim, you're coming to make a new machlokes where there's no machlokes till now. So he says, Benazai chover v'talmid elu Rabbi Akiva. You see, here Benazai was a friend in a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Why? He told him, Rabbi, if it was his Rebbe, is banash omel Rebbe el Shabbat lachloik v'chulei. Is that a losha that Talmud tells his Rebbe, well, you're making a new machlekes over here? That's not how a person directs his Rebbe. So the fact that Benazai spoke this way to Rabbi Kiva shows that he's not a full Talmud. So if you want Talmud, then we learned over there, me'echa b'tishra ad eser v'tisha be'elul harei elu mitztarfim. So from which Chodesh Tishrei, meaning from Rosh Hashanah, until the end of the year, until Chavtes Elul, so all the animals joined to Ma'aseh Behemah, that's the sheet that goes, based that the cutoff is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Chamish lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'chamish l'achar Rosh Hashanah, einu mitztarfim. Five before Rosh Hashanah, five after Rosh Hashanah, they don't join together. That's clear because the cutoff was Rosh Hashanah. Chamish lefnei agorim v'chamish l'achar agorim nareilu mitztarfim. So this refers to what we learn in Maseches Shkolim. There it says that there's three gruonos for Maisa Behemo. Three times we're abon and misak, and that's when you should do Maisa Behemo. Says the Gemara, doesn't mean the animals that were born before the Goyen and after the Goyen don't join together. They could join together. It's not a cutoff regarding that you're saying it belongs to a different year. It's just a time to do the Maisa Behemo. So what do we refer to when we say the three goyim ma'aseh behemo? Until the goyim comes, you're allowed to buy, you're allowed to shecht animals, even though ma'aseh behemo was not performed yet. Comes the goyim rabbanu misaken, don't do shechita until you do ma'aser. Similarly to what we have regarding regular ma'aser of fruits, you're not supposed to eat before the ma'aser. So you also lechatchila don't take an animal if you don't do ma'aser, but if you did do shechita, he's potter, meaning it's okay, because ma'aser, it's only a din derabanan. So this will be the difference between before Rosh Hashanah and after Rosh Hashanah. The animals don't join together. For the Goyen, after the Goyen, it's a time to do ma'aser be'ima, but the animals could join together. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Davov.